Well, hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Laundry, Yard Work, and Jesus. I'm Pastor Josh.
And I am Pastor Joe.
And we are so excited for this episode.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're talking all things vacation Bible school.
Say yes, yes, yes to VBS. Let's go.
Everybody say yeah, 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 yes to the love of VBS.
Oh, yeah. Oh, it is a classic. For a lot of reasons, I'll get that song every year just kind of got into my head and couldn't get it back. So thanks for bringing that back. But
oh Mary, yeah, that's with you for the rest of the day.
For the rest of my life. If at my funeral, if you played like the top 100 songs that I've listened to the most, 20 of them are VBS songs, and that one is one of them.
That's not surprising, actually, because we listen to it so much, really, like the week before, the week of, and then the rest
Dude,
of the summer.
I'm already there.
I bet you are.
You got to get the BBS spirit. You got to have the soundtrack plan.
That's good. I think that's what I'm going to do on the way back from beach camp this year. I'm just going to play that soundtrack all the
For
way
all
home.
The teams?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so good.
10 hours
That's
of
a
BBS
legitimately
music.
great idea.
They'll either never work at VBS again, or they will come on Monday ready to storm the church for Jesus.
I think that's what it'll be. That's
So,
what I think. I mean, if you did it for like an hour, let's not be crazy.
For an hour, yeah.
If you did it for like 9 hours in a row, then that probably, you know, wouldn't go over so well.
Well, I could play this game. Maybe not go this far back, but I've got a game to play since you love to quiz me. Today,
Yes.
I'm going to quiz you.
Okay.
And
Let's
the
bring it.
quiz is a very special VBS themed quiz.
Okay.
And here's how it's going to work. I'm going to give you the motto of
Okay.
a vacation Bible school
All
theme,
right.
and you have to tell me the which one it was. And I'm trying to decide, should I make you tell me the year that it happened?
Please don't do that. Please don't. I can tell you the time frame.
Okay. Well,
But like the specific year would be hard.
I will reserve the year for a hint. How about that? And
Okay.
then that'll help you if you get stuck. So we're going to go back 20 years.
20 years. All right.
All
Cool.
the way to 2005 when Josh was a freshman in high school.
And I was leading my very first VBS as a young youth pastor.
We had different lives back then.
We did.
All right. Here we go. First one.
Yes.
Which way do I go?
Oh, that's Ramblin' Road Trip, baby.
All right.
You want
See?
me to sing the song?
No, I
On
don't.
this rambling road trip, which way do I go?
We got 19 more to go. We got to
We're doing
move.
all 19?
Yeah, man.
Oh, okay. Oh,
Maybe
right.
not. We'll skip some every now and then.
Okay. By the way,
All
I'm
right.
giving myself a point.
Okay, that's 1 point.
Okay.
All right. Where adventure meets courage.
Where adventure meets courage. Arctic Edge?
That is correct. That
Boom.
is correct.
Boom.
All right. Here we go.
Okay.
Moving on up. Where faith and life connect.
Big, 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 Big Apple Adventure.
That's impressive. That, man.
Okay. So Big Apple Adventure was so much fun. I built Times Square in the middle of our gym. And we had a ball drop from the second floor, and I had a big screen TV for the thing. We shot confetti cannons off. I loved that VBS.
Okay. All right. That was in 2011. I had made it to a junior in college, by the way. So,
Yeah, I love how you're using this as an opportunity both to feed me nostalgia and attack my age.
100%. Why would I
Good.
pass that up?
Good. Good.
All right. Living God's unshakable truth.
Okay, hold on. Living God's unshakable truth. Okay, let me ask you for a hint.
Okay.
Is this, are we going backwards? So far, we've been building up through the time. Are we still building up, or do I need to look backwards?
We have gone back to
We have.
my senior year of high school, which was 2008.
Living God's unshakable truth.
Yep.
Wait, did you say 2008?
Yep.
Outrigger Island.
That is correct.
Boom.
All
Boom.
right, four for
Okay,
four.
now let me be honest here. Let's all be honest here, okay? I don't have the list of the mottos, but I do have the list of the names of the BBS. So I don't know what the motto is, although apparently I do. But I do have a list to draw from. I'm not just pulling that
That's
whole
true.
name
It's
out of
not
cloud.
that impressive.
I'm not impressive. Yes, that is the point. That's the point we're trying to get at.
Right, here we go.
Okay.
Next one.
Okay.
Following Jesus changes the game.
Twists and turns, baby. That was, oh, I love that. That was my first one here. That was my first one
Yeah,
at
that was
Dandridge.
fun.
I love that one.
All right.
Twists and turns. Do, 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 do.
Amazing encounters with Jesus.
Okay, it's down to two. I think I'm not 100% sure on this. The fact that it had amazing in it, I'm gonna lean and say amazing wonders, aviation.
And you are incorrect. That was
No.
2019 in the wild.
The other one.
In the wild, you
In the
chose wrong.
wild. I love the In the Wild. In the Wild was fun.
All right, here we go. We got four more.
That makes me sad.
I know, right? This one is discover, decide, defend.
Agent ZD3.
There we go. I figured that one would be easy.
That was kind of an easy one. You're just
Got
building
you
my
back on
confidence up
track.
just a little bit. Thank you for
I
that.
am. I'll keep going. Finding truth below the surface.
Submerged.
I think you've said that might be your favorite one, right?
I love some. Well, okay. I don't know. If you're going to need a ranking, that's a different question. Submerged is definitely top five. Musically, Submerged might be my favorite. I
Okay.
still have it stuck in my head. I loved Submerged.
All right. That's the first the Lifeway one I vaguely remember.
Okay.
Either that or Agency D3. I didn't grow up Southern Baptist VBS style. Here we go. Created in Christ, designed for God's purpose.
Spark Studios.
All right. There we go. Let's see here. Last one. You've only missed one so far.
Okay.
Okay. It all comes back to Jesus.
It all comes back to Jesus. Oh, all comes back. A Boomerang Express.
There it was. All right. Look at
Boom.
you. You
There we
are
go.
9 of 10. That's a passing grade.
Thank
I
you.
love it.
Thank you so much.
Well,
I love BB. Go ahead. What are you gonna say?
oh no. Well, I was just going to jump into, I know how much you love VBS. It is a
Yes.
lot of fun.
It's a whole lot of
And
fun.
I wanted to give you an opportunity for us to talk about why Vacation Bible School is such a big deal, not just at our church, but really all over. But specifically for us, why is it such a big deal to be a part of Vacation Bible School?
Okay, man, there are so many reasons. First off, I know getting your kids up in the summer can be hard sometimes. Getting the family together, getting them dropped off, maybe on your way to work or finding a ride to get there. It isn't always easy, but it is 100% worth it, 1,000% worth it. I think that Vacation Bible School is one of those things that you just can't overstate how important it is as far as ministry goes. I mean, now obviously the gospel is the most important thing, doctrine is the most important thing. But the way that we deliver it, nothing connects with kids like VBS does for a number of reasons. So let me go ahead and shoot off the first reason you should be excited for VBS, why you should make it a priority for your family to be involved in VBS, to get other kids involved if you can. So the average family gets their kids in church probably about 1 hour to 1.5 hours a week. and sometimes less. It's actually going down. I mean, if you came for everything we do, that's probably about 3 hours a week. Most people can't come to everything we do. It's not, I mean, you don't come every week. You're getting between 30 minutes and an hour and a half of time where the church gets to partner with your family to celebrate Jesus and point your kids' hearts to Christ. VBS is between 12 and 15 hours in 1 week. That's between 3 and 6 months worth of ministry in 1 week. And it's high energy and it's filled with people who have been praying. We've got folks, I've had folks volunteer last fall for this year's VBS. We've had folks that have been thinking about it, praying about it, building decorations. I've got, I mean, folks, it's 100% not just a me thing, but like there are so many people who are putting their heart and souls into this, praying that God works with your children. And the hallways are decorated, the platform is decorated. Your kids come to VBS for 3 to 6 weeks worth of ministry, where everything is focused on pointing your kids to know Jesus, to love Jesus, and to know that their church loves them and wants them to love Jesus. That kind of energy, that kind of impact, that kind of fun, those memories, that really can't be replicated any other. You can't do that during the school year. Everyone goes on vacations throughout times. There's a lot, you know, we've talked about camps before. That's another really good time. But VBS is an all hands on deck focus thing, and God really uses that.
Yeah, it's so cool to see that happen. And kind of that second reason that goes along with what you just said is it is an entire week devoted to the gospel.
Yeah.
Like, we are always gospel centered. We are
Every
always
week.
centered on Jesus, but there are few weeks where we are inviting people to trust Jesus as much as we do during the week of Vacation Bible School.
Absolutely. And the lessons build to it. They're connected. So, you know, we do that on like Wednesday nights, like when we come to First Kids, and I know that you do as well with the youth. You know, we're not just I'm not just pulling themes or verses out of a hat. You know, there's intentionality behind why we teach what we teach. But then they go away for a week and they get distracted. But with VBS, they're just coming back the next day. And so they still remember, better able to reinforce what they're doing. And each lesson builds on itself to help the kids understand the gospel, but also something else. So like last year with Breaker Rock Beach, it was all about the faithfulness of God and the authority of scripture. This year, with Magnified, finding the bigness of God in the smallest of things, we're looking at creation and natural revelation and showing God's power and sovereignty over everything. So they're getting core doctrine leading into the gospel and spinning around a focused gospel presentation. And it's just fantastic.
And one thing I'll add to that is during that week, we will try our best to sit down and have conversations with kids who respond. And that
Yes.
doesn't always happen in the regular weekly rhythms because life is so busy. But that week in particular is the time when, if a kid is interested, most likely someone's going to sit down and talk with them. And I love that.
Absolutely. And you know, if you're listening, you don't know how we do that here. I'm not a big believer in everybody close your eyes, pray a prayer after me, then raise your hand, just because we don't want the gospel is a precious, sacred thing, and children are made in the image of God. We want to be very clear that the kids who respond know what they're responding to and know what they're doing. And so we'll have a specific time where kids will be able to say, "Hey, I want to talk more about following Jesus," and we'll make sure that those conversations happen. But it's like you said, it's a really great flashing neon sign point that, yeah, now's the time to talk.
Yeah, and I love that. My son is a product of one of those conversations, and I'm so thankful that it was a conversation like that that created an opportunity for us to talk with him later about the gospel. And it's
Absolutely.
awesome.
Something else I love about VBS is that it is a great time for families to connect to the church, not just kids connecting to Jesus, but every year there are people in the community that a neighbor loved them enough to say, "Hey, you got kids. My kids are going to VBS. Why don't you kind of ride along with us? Why don't you come along?" And it's a great chance for giving kids the chance to invite their friends, for neighbors with a chance to invite each other, grandparents and grandkids. Every year at VBS, we seem to have fresh faces that show up. And not only fresh faces, but maybe folks who have been around the church for a while, maybe they've been visiting for a little bit. VBS just seems to be one of those times, particularly if they have kids, where they just kind of latch on, where they're like, okay, this is actually really cool. This is a place that I can belong, that I want this kind of thing in my family's life.
Yeah. And it really is one of those weeks where a lot of people can take their next step, whatever that
Yeah.
looks like, whether that is, hey, we've been visiting here, we want to really get more involved, and they take that step. Or for other people, another thing we had listed is it's a great place to serve. If
Yeah.
you've been considering serving with kids or even students or in the kitchen, man, Vacation Bible School is a place where if you're interested, there's probably a spot for you to serve.
Absolutely.
And
I had an 82-year-old yesterday in church say, I'm 82 years old. But I can move around and I want to help. Is there a role for me? And I could think of three things right off the top of my head. I'm like, yes, you can absolutely help me in these three ways. Help us in these three ways because there's just so much to do and so many roles are a variety of roles.
yeah. And just to note that, I, right before we got on here, was talking to an 18-year-old or a 19-year, and I'm a 19-year-old, who were talking to me about how they're going to serve and how they're going to help decorate the student room for those preteens. And it's an incredible thing to see those big age gaps all have a place where they can serve.
Oh, absolutely. And kind of the last thing we were talking about, but this fight feeds into this, is that this is a really multi-generational effort. This is a time when I mean, if you think about it, all the way from 4 years old through 80 somethings are going to be involved here, either as a participant or as a volunteer leader. Teenagers getting a chance to lead and serve and stretch their legs, people going out on a limb and trying new things. There is a sense of fellowship among the workers, among the volunteers, that is totally unique to VBS. That I don't want to say it's totally unique, but let me put it's amplified during VBS, and it's just a really positive, cheerful time to be. We're all tired, but we're all tired, but we're running on the Holy Spirit, and it really works out well. It's an exciting time.
And I've always said it's one of those all hands on deck weeks where
Yeah.
no matter where you are in the church, everyone feels like they are getting involved. And just like in a game of tug of war, when everyone is pulling the same direction and it's exhausting, but it's rewarding, that's what VBS is like, is so much, is we're all exhausted by the end of the week, but we all feel like we've been at this together. And I love that about it.
Oh, absolutely. The songs get stuck in your head. The even the mishaps that happen, even whenever we're having to improvise, those just turn into memories. Those just turn into good times eventually. It's just great. It really is probably my favorite week of the year.
It really is just a lot of fun, right?
It is a whole lot of fun. And an important launching point. It's both the culmination of kind of the work we've been putting in for the last 6 or 7 months, but it's also a launching point for a lot of things. So I know one of the blessings I've had, something that we have done or been able to accomplish here at First Andrews better than anywhere else that I've seen or been able to serve, is integrating fifth and sixth graders into VBS and letting seventh and eighth and ninth graders helping and serving. It really is kind of almost the, even though it's in the middle of the summer, it's almost a beginning point of that next step of student ministry for a lot of the folks that are graduating up. And that's a really key thing for so many students.
And that is one of the reasons I have always wanted to serve within that fifth and sixth grade range, is I want them to leave that week excited for what God's going to do as they step into student ministry.
Yeah. It's a pretty amazing time. So if you can't tell, we love VBS around here. And if you haven't been able to serve or been a part of it or had a child participate in it, come on board. You'll catch it too. Come drink the juice with us. It's all good.
So before we hop off here, if someone wants to serve or wants
Yes.
to get their kid involved, what is their next step to get that done?
Okay, if you would like your kid to be registered, there are three ways you can do this. First, you can go to our website, fbcdandridge.org, and it's right there on the front page. You just click that link, and it takes you about 45 seconds to sign up. So it's super easy, barely an inconvenience. Second thing you can do is you can sign up at the Welcome Center on Sunday, right after church or before church. That same link is right there. The other thing you can do is call me. Text me, get or email me, or call the church office, and one of our ministry assistants would be very glad to be able to help you with that. If you would like to serve, then there is actually a training. By the time this goes up, the training will be done, so never mind. But I can catch you up. We have a table downstairs that you can sign up some basic information. You can contact me or someone at the welcome desk and let us know. We do have some requirements for like church membership, and we'll pass background checks just because we want to make sure everything is on the level and as safe as possible. But it is absolutely not too late to sign up, but we can get you caught up. So you just have to find a way to let us know. Just give us a call, shoot me an email, joe@fbcdandridge.org, and we'll get you going.
Love it. It's going to be a great week. I'm excited for it. Man, June is such an exhausting and rewarding and exciting month all at the same time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So looking forward to it. Well, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for something everybody can do is pray. We could definitely use your prayers, particularly during this week. And then, of course, also with camps and things coming up as well. So please keep us and as the teenagers and as kids in your prayers. And we're just trusting God to do great things. So until next time, Pastor Joe signing off.
And this is Pastor Josh praying for y'all. Love you. Hope you have a great week. Bye.
Bye.